The last time we come to March 25th, 1938. Today, I saw the suffering Lord Jesus. He leaned down toward me and whispered softly, "My daughter, help me to save sinners." Suddenly, a burning desire to save souls entered my soul. When I recovered my senses, I knew just how I was to help souls, and I prepared myself for greater sufferings. She understood what her contribution is through her suffering. Together with Jesus, offer for sinners. Today, he said, the properly Friday, March 25th. My suffering increased. In addition, I felt wounds in my hands, feet, and side. Although it's no sign, no stigma, but she felt the pain. I endured this with patience. I sensed the hostility of the enemy of souls. But he did not touch me. April 1st. Once again, I feel worse today. A high fever is beginning to consume me, and I cannot take any food. I would like to have something refreshing to drink, but there is not even any water in my pitcher. All this, O Jesus, to obtain mercy for souls. Just as I was renewing my intention with greater love, one of the officers came in and gave me a big orange, which had been sent by the directresses of novices. I saw the Lord's hand in this. The same thing happened again, several times. During these times, although my needs were known, I never received any refreshing to eat, even though I had asked for it. However, I knew that God was demanding suffering and sacrifices. So, Jesus knows, even she asks, the sisters won't give her. But there's what we cannot say, human error. That's Jesus decide, wish that she suffer in this way. So many times we don't just complain, she's so bad with me. Jesus permits things happen. So trust in the Lord. I knew that God was demanding suffering and sacrifices. I think you better close the door. Right. However, I knew that God was demanding suffering and sacrifices. I'm not writing in detail about these refusals because these are delicate matters and it is difficult to believe. You see, horrible, huh? Even she writes, you might not believe. The sisters are not always gentle towards her. Not always. She didn't write, even you might not believe. Crazy situation. And Jesus announced, this is the, Jesus permits stupid things happen among the sisters. Also among human beings. No. Yet God can demand even such sacrifices. I was about to ask Mother Superior to allow me to have something in my cell with which to quench my great thirst. But before I managed to ask, Mother herself began to speak. Now we are here. Sister, let's make an end of this illness once and for all, one way or another. You will have to undergo regular treatment or something. Things can't go on like this any longer. little later, when I was alone, I said, Christ, what am I to do? Am I ask you for health or death? I had to clear the command. I have no clear command. So I knelt down and said, may your holy will be done in my regard. Do with me, Jesus, as you please. At that very moment, I felt as though I were all alone, and various temptations attacked me. But I found peace and light in earnest prayer, and I understood that the superior only wished to test me. Still, she used her good intentions to think about the superior. Well, you have to, even if you have negative things, you still believe, oh, she knows, she loves me very much, but just to test me. I don't know how this happened, but the room is in which I have been lying has been very much neglected. Neglected. Her room. Maybe there was the nurse passing all the rooms, just they couldn't see this room. She was so thirsty. Even to ask for water in the room, nothing happened. Often, no one would light a fire in the stove. Wow, it's cold. Huh? And so my cough would get worse. Sometimes I would ask to have a fire lit, and at other times I did not have the courage to ask. Useless to ask. Even you ask, yes, 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 yes. After 3 hours, nothing happened. Perfect. On one occasion, when Mother Superior came to see me and asked me if perhaps it was necessary to heat the room more, I said no, because it was already getting warmer outside and we had the window open. I don't know whether she should speak the truth or. First Friday, when I took the newspaper, Messenger of the Sacred Heart, into my hand and read the accounts of the canonization of St. Andrew Popola, my soul was instantly filled with great longing that our congregation too might have a saint, and I wept like a child that there were no saints in our midst. So she was, you know, amazing. Some other congregations, they have saints in the other congregation, but in her own, they don't have. Huh? Yet. No sense yet. To be a saint, this is, should be our goal of life. Do you think so? To be a saint?
Yes.
Very much? You think she first. Then come to you. Do you think this way? Do you think in this way? The sister, the religious should come first to be a saint and then come to the lay people?
Just this morning.
Huh? It's
more saint.
Now today, more and more lay people be saints. But John Paul II. She make all this, make more saints all ever in all the centuries. She make more. The total number is more than ever in the past.
Oh?
Yeah, JP2. He made many saints.
Canonized,
yes. And many, many lay people. Seldom a priest and nuns now today. Unless you have a founder of congregation, perhaps.
But
difficult. Yes, difficult.
Much money. You're bad.
Okay. I wept like a child that there was no saint in our midst. And I said to the Lord, I know your generosity. It seems to me that you are less generous towards us. And I began again to weep like a child. And the Lord answered, don't cry, You are that saint. Already. Yes. Then the light of God inundated my soul, and it was given to know how much I was to suffer. And I said to the Lord, how will they come about? You have been speaking to me about another congregation. And the Lord answered, it is not for you to know how this will come about. Your duty is to be faithful to my grace and to do always what is within your power and what obedience allows you to do. So even Jesus close to a person, even Jesus communicates many, many good things towards her, but not always the other things of that person. You know, I remember once when Peter and John and Jesus was there, and when Jesus said, Peter, when you are young, you can go anywhere. When you are old, you cannot. You will be kept to your hand, and you have to be brought anywhere people would bring you, and you cannot move yourself. So, Peter, then you know what Peter's asking? Then he asked, no? For curiosity, what about John? Oh, yes, what about John? And Jesus says, mind your own business. You just follow me. Carry your cross. mind your own business. It's really the exact word. In Chinese words, the word more exactly. I don't know how to. What's that to you? Then I feel more profound, profane. Mind your own business. Today, one of the sisters came into my room and said that such and such a sister was very fussy on over her own illness, and that she found this very annoying and would gladly give her a piece of her mind were it not for the fact that she was not a member of this convent. I answered that I was surprised that she should ever think in such a way. Sister, just think of how many sleepless nights these six sisters has been through, and of how many tears. The sister then came to think differently. You see, to judge people from outside, you know, always doing things, fussy things, and Faustina, she suffered also herself. So you have to have understanding. It's a kind of prayer from St. Faustina, this area. Adore, my soul, the mercy of the Lord. O my heart, rejoice wholly in Him. Because of this, you have been chosen by Him to spread the glory of His mercy. His goodness no one has fathomed, no one can measure. His compassion is untold. Every soul that approaches Him experiences this. He will shield her and clasp her into her merciful bosom. Happy the soul that has trusted in your goodness and has abandoned herself completely to your mercy. Here, her soul is filled with the peace of love. You defend her everywhere as your own child. Also, wherever you may be in this world, even if your sins were as black as night, do not fear God, weak child that you are, for great is the power of God's mercy. Another passage. The light above where my God reigns, this it is that my soul yearns for. This it is for which my heart longs, and my whole being bounds towards you. I hasten to the other world, to God alone, into the incomprehensible light, the very fire of love. For my soul and my heart are created for Him, and my heart has loved Him from a tender youth. There, in the resplendent nights of your countenance, my languishing love will rest. For your virgin agonizes for you in her exile, for she lives only when united with you. There's a sentiment towards Jesus. My day is drawing to a close. Even now I glimpse the refugee refugiance of your lights, O my God. No one shall learn to what my heart is feeling. My lips shall fall silent in great humility. So more and more, silent is the best thing. Yeah? Just the lamentation, just crying is not. Even now, I draw nigh to the eternal nuptials, to heaven unending, to spacious without limit, I long for no response or reward. Pure love of God draws me to heaven. Even now, I go to meet you, eternal love. If a heart languishing in its desire for you, I feel that your pure love, Lord, dwells in my heart, and I sense my eternal destiny in heaven. And now I go to my Father in heaven eternal, from the land of exile, from this well of tears. The earth can no longer hold back my pure love, and the heights of heaven have drawn me close. O my bridegroom, I go to see your glory, which even now fills my soul with joy. There, where all heaven is plunged in your adoration, I feel that my worship is pleasing to you, nothing else though I am. In eternal happiness, I will not forget those on earth. I will obtain God's mercy for all. And I will remember especially those who are dear to my heart. And the deepest absorption in God will not allow me to forget them. Even she said, even I'm close, so close to Jesus, still my heart is really close to people, especially sinners. I think today he is hearing us, hearing your heart. He's yearning for her to ask us some graces. And she is listening. Do you think so? Faustina is listening. At this moment, just ask her to come and console us. In these last moments, I know not how to converse with others. In silence, I await only you, O Lord. No, she's so tired, I'm so sick. So she could not communicate much with people, but her heart is small with people. I think at the moment of her death, at times you are so weak, cannot speak, but that's the time. We serve the time, converse with the Lord. I think it's March. He died in October. I don't know. He left. So far he didn't mention. Just feel sick and see the doctor, but by that time he didn't mention. I think kind of sickness is physical. Another thing is spiritual. Spiritual also, Jesus allowing happening all this, more suffering. In silence, I wait only you, O Lord. So keep silence. I know the time will come when all will understand the work of God in my soul. I know that such is your will. Finish another point. O truth, O thorny life. In order to pass through you victoriously, it is necessary to lean on you, O Christ, and to be always close to you. So you want to be close, to live in heaven, at least on earth, you have to be close to God. Huh? I will not know how to suffer without you, O Christ. Even suffering. She has to suffer together with Jesus, also us. Jesus gave us some of suffering, but together with him, don't be stupid. Don't take your cross by yourself. You're very stupid. Take together with him. Jesus is carrying the cross with you. That's our peace there. I will not know how to suffer without you, O Christ. O myself, I will not be able to brave adversities. Unknown, I will not have the courage to drink from your cup. But you, Lord, are always with me. And you lead me along mysterious paths. It's a kind of mystery. You are suffering. A weak child, I have begun the battle in your name. I have fought bravely, though often without success. She was very weak also in her childhood also. She suffered already before, and she entered the convent already, she suffered. And I know how. And I know that my efforts have pleased you. And I know that it is the effort alone which you eternally reward. So it's important to reward the effort what we are doing. It's not that we succeed or not succeed. This is another thing. Many times you may not succeed, but the effort that pleased Jesus. O truth, O life and death struggle. When I rose to the bed to do battle and it experienced night, I felt I had a night's blood, though still a child. And therefore, O Christ, I needed your help and protection. My heart will not rest from its efforts and struggle until you yourself called me from the field of battle. I will stand before you not to receive a reward, but to be drowned in you in peace forever. So it's not that I win or not win the battle. It's not the point. Just to be drowned in the Lord, not so completely dependent. That's the point. So no matter how we are successful or not successful, it's not important. Just to be in His bosom, in with. So let this week, that always the whole life, whole our activities always in silence, no gossips at all. Okay.